Stories from the Ponds. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Welcome. This is Lantern. And the title of today's story is The Five Loaves. Two travelers sat together on the way of their destination to have a meal. One had five loaves of bread, the other had three. A third traveler was passing by and at the request of the two joined in the meal. The travelers cut each of the loaf of bread in three equal parts. Each of the travelers ate eight broken pieces of the loaf. At the time of leaving, the third traveler took out eight dirhams and gave to the first two men who had offered him the meal and went away. On receiving the money, the two travelers started quarreling as to who should have how much of the money. The five loaf men demanded five dirhams. The three loaf men insisted on dividing the money in two equal parts. The dispute was brought to Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, the caliph of the time, to be decided. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, requested the three loaf men to accept three dirhams. The three loaf men refused and said that he would take only four dirhams. At this, Imam Ali returned. You can have only one dirham. You have eight loaves between yourselves. Each loaf was broken in three parts. Therefore, you had 24 equal parts. Your three loaves made nine parts, out of which you have eaten eight portions, leaving just one to the third traveler. Your friend had five loaves, which divided into three made 15 pieces. He ate eight pieces and gave seven pieces to the guest. At such, the guest shared one part from your loaves and seven from those of your friend. So you should get one dirham and your friend should receive seven dirhams.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRB English Radio. Well, in this program, we try to listen to certain religious stories and then try to talk about them and ponder about some of the important themes and lessons that we can take. And in that way, we would be able to make use of these themes and lessons in our daily lives in order to reach higher status in religion and spirituality, inshallah. Well, today we want to talk about the judgments of Imam Ali alayhi salam and the way that people were astonished by his judgment. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the founder of the majority of the principles of jurisprudence and was the most brilliant Muslim personality in the field of judicature. He could solve the most complicated problems, removed ambiguity, revealed the truth, and did away with all confusions. As a result, scholars of law and judges were the first to be highly admired by the Imam and to derive from the very much information related to judging between the litigants and putting their hands on the truth. During the lifetime of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Imam Ali alayhi salam assumed the office of judicature when he was sent to Yemen. However, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not need to put Imam Ali alayhi salam to the test with regard to his experience in this field because he was sure of that. Rather, he only supplied him with some advices concerning the etiquette of judgment. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "When the two parties of a lawsuit present themselves before you, you should not issue a verdict before you listen to both of them in the same way. If you do so, it will be easy for you to issue a fair judgment." Imam Ali alaihi salam, commenting on this advice, said, Since then, I could master the job of judgment and I have never suspected any issue. Imam Ali alayhi salam distinguished himself in the field of judgment and issuance a verdict so highly that none could ever match him. Accordingly, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam awarded him such a superb medal that distinguished him from the other companions when he declared, Ali alayhi salam is the most versed in the field of judgment of all of you. Well, history says that Imam Ali alayhi salam was the supreme referential authority in the field of judgment and verdicts during the reigns of the first three caliphs, who never violated his view in any case. More specifically, the second caliph, Umar ibn Khattab, depended totally upon Imam Ali alayhi salam in the issue of jurisprudence and judgment that were provided before him, so much so that he declared more than once that he would have perished if Ali had not been there to save him. Okay, now let's go for a short break and we will be back very soon.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back, dear audience. You are listening to Lantern from IRIB English Radio, and we are talking about the judgments of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Well, the issue of Imam Ali alayhi salam in judgment and adjudication revealed the broadness of his knowledge, his unmatched scientific faculties, and his capability to solve the most complicated issues that all judges could not solve. About the significance of the office of judge, Imam Ali alayhi salam said to Shuraih, who was a judge, "Oh Shuraih, you have seat in a place that none should assume except a prophet, a successor of a prophet, or otherwise a man bringing to himself wretchedness." Well, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode of Lantern has come to its end. I really hope that you have enjoyed this episode, and until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
We are fortunate enough to follow infallible and knowledgeable imams, starting by Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib and ending with Imam Muhammad al-Mahdi, ajallallah ta'ala farajahu sharif. So one good point that Shia enjoys is that we are inherited with a bunch of narrations and traditions from Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib up until Imam Mahdi. In according to the, you know, time and place situation, they have provided different gifts. So Amirul Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib, when died after his demise, Shi'i scholars tried to combine and collect sayings of Ahlul Bayt. One of the Shi'i scholars, who called Sayyid Ravi, collected a part of Alavi sayings. He says that I tried my best, but unfortunately, I couldn't collect all sayings of Ali ibn Abi Talib. It seems that he has collected 1/10 of all Alavi sayings in form of Nahjul Balagha. They are so precious in terms of oral and command of language that Sayyid Radi called Nahjul Balagha, the way of talk, the way of approach. So Nahjul Balagha is a volume which includes 1/10 of Alavi sayings. And these 1/10, even you come up with ocean of knowledge with regard to belief system, with regard to morality and moral values, with regard to rulings, with regard to the history and lessons that we could take from history, and also with regard to life skill.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.
ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.